Happy birthday to Styx guitarist James Young. He turned 70 today.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Styx had a kind of a rock and roll love song, actually, called Lady. It was on Styx 2. Not much happened. They recorded some more albums. In fact, two more. The fourth Styx album comes out, and then Lady becomes a hit. How does that happen? Here is James Young, J.Y., to tell us how it happened.
Became popular in Rapid City, Provo, Utah, and in Little Rock, Arkansas. So we went and played all those places quite a bit at the time, but it went off the radar screen for a while. We continued to play around the Chicago area, and people would call up and request the song. And the program director, when we went to him with our fourth album, trying to get him to play something at WLS, he said, I'm not going to do that, but the song Lady off your second record, I get requests for that, and I never get requests for songs that aren't on my playlist, so I'm going to play that song once a night until it's a hit.
Ah, radio. In case you were wondering, whatever happened to Men at Work's Colin Hay, and I know you probably were not, he's in Ringo's band. Cool. Ringo has a touring group, and Colin Hay wrote a song, but he was kind of scared to give it to Ringo, so he played it for somebody else on the tour. Here's Ringo.
Did you ever hear that track Colin wrote called What's My Name? I said no, so I called Colin. Colin came up. I thought it was so great and a lot of fun that that's why we recorded it. But I use that phrase every night on the show. I introduce the band and then I say to the audience, well, so I don't feel left out, what's my name? And they all shout Ringo.
I actually named the album after it, too. Here is Colin Hay with his take on his song, What's My Name.
Every night he comes out and says that to the audience, of course, and they all go Ringo. So I came up with it years ago, but I never really got it to him until I mentioned it to Brent Carpenter, who works with Ringo. He's a videographer, and he does a lot of Ringo's videos, and he told Ringo. And so when he was making his last record earlier this year, and he called me and inquired about it, and it was an interesting process because I just went up to his studio. I played it for him acoustically, and thankfully he loved it, so we just recorded it there and then.
What was that Men at Work song? Oh, yeah. Who can it be now? It must be Ringo.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.